Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I've been thinking, and maybe we should market our podcast on TikTok.
That's a great idea, Jim. How do we get started?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, me neither. I think we're going to need some help.
This sounds like a job for Super Jeff.
Ta-da!
Okay, Patrick, as will happen from time to time with our patron recordings, is sometimes, you know, we get a little bit behind on a certain patron and we got to get caught up and, you know, it's like, yeah, I'll pay you soon. I'll pay you, you know, next week. And it's always next week, right? So anyway, right. We're getting caught up now with our friend and listener, Jeff Niebuhr. He was on yesterday.
Yep.
And now he's back again today, man. It's a twofer. A twofer
Niebuhr. For Tuesday or something.
Yeah, I don't know. That's I don't know how that works out. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yes.
And we're still not sure if Jeff's son enjoyed that episode.
Yeah, but from yesterday.
We'll pass on anything we get. Because if anyone knows how to read teenagers, let us know.
It was fun. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you were saying before we start recording today, Patrick, that maybe that could be a trend. People can have, or maybe Jeff was saying
absolutely.
This. Maybe this could
yeah.
be a trend. People have their kids on when they get their guest spots on the show, right?
I'm all for it. Yeah. And I'll say this, Jim, and maybe you're on the same boat with me now. You know, we're starting to get close to having me having adult children. You're getting close to that. You know, as well, getting through college, and now we can be kind of the cranky old men, and we can kind of say, like, hold on, 17-year-old, who do you think you are, son? You know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of connecting with the young peoples, Jeff, what's the topic today?
So today, we're going to talk about TikTok and how TikTok is sweeping the nation, maybe already swept the world, maybe. And just really how it may have an impact on music into the future.
Yes, I find this so interesting because we had a new music episode about I think it was the previous month where Olivia Rodrigo came up, and she's like a hot pop star right now, like, you know, chart topping and performed on SNL and all this stuff, and she's like 18 years old. And her first single, which went to number one, I think, on the Billboard charts, was called Driver's License. And part of the reason it went to number one was because she made a TikTok video of it debuted it there before it was officially released anywhere else.
Yeah,
and it gained so much attention there that when it was officially released, it was like shot right up, you know, with a bullet, right?
That's great.
Yeah, so this is the new thing, but there's more to it than just this. So, so explain your TikTok experiences so far.
Sure, sure. So I have my oldest daughter. She's 23. She started making some TikToks, and so she sent it to me. This is like around Christmas, maybe. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. I'll support my kids. I don't know. So I installed the app. I remember, like, it got banned because it was like a Chinese spy weapon, and they banned. I like got in right before that.
Right.
I mean, I don't have any comment on whatever, but almost immediately, I was addicted to TikTok.
let me interrupt here. So for people who aren't on this app, like, when you say make a TikTok, what is that?
So TikToks are videos. It's, if you remember Vines, it's not dissimilar to Vines. They initially started off very small, like 15 seconds, then they became a minute. Now there are some that are 3 minutes, but most of them are a minute or less. And the interface is very great. You just pull it up and it's called For You Page or FYP. And the algorithm of the secret sauce of spying on us is decides what you might linger on longer than other things. Because if you don't like it, you just swipe. It's swipe, swipe, swipe. And so I looked up some data. I think the average view of the top 100 TikToks is still only like 15 seconds. So the far majority of TikToks are getting a half a second, maybe a second. And so because of that, the algorithm is recognizing what you'd like and don't like, and then it is populating your feed with other things that are similar. And so after really just a few minutes, I started getting more of what I enjoyed. It's like a perfect, storm of, you know, I get some funny dog kind of things. I get interesting music stuff. I get some golf tips and then some funny golf things. And then I get like synchronized dancing. I like that, I guess, right? Like TikTok's a little bit of a mirror of, you know, you play around with TikTok for a few hours and then, you know, I could tell you what you like because it's pretty good at it. And so I got really addicted. In fact, I don't normally do this, but I gave it up for Lent. I'm like, oh my God, it's like sucking my time. So I gave up TikTok and caffeine for Lent.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm still like not doing caffeine, but man, I so like Easter morning, I'm going to load the TikTok up again. It's time to get back in there.
Now you're blowing my
Easter
mind.
Easter dinner, Dad's still on TikTok. What's going on?
That's right. I mean, now you're blowing my mind. If you're saying this is more important to you than caffeine.
Yes, that's crazy.
I mean, man.
Yeah, we've got a problem here. Yeah.
And so one of the things that's interesting is, for me at least, is there'll be a song, not even a whole song, a cut of a song. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where I want to talk a little bit about how it might influence music into the future. It's like the hook. It's like take a song and then find the hook that's interesting. Somebody makes a dance to it. Mm-hmm. And then thousands of people copy that dance. And it just spreads like wildfire. And it's just amazing. And I was trying to draw a parallel to like how quickly something can become like an accepted part of the lexicon. And the thing that came to my mind was like the banana peel. Slipping on a banana peel is like just normal American part of our, you know, lexicon really. But somebody created that joke, right? And then people had to see it, think it was funny. Other creators saw it, thought it was interesting. So dozens, if not hundreds of generations and iterations of that, probably in a vaudeville time, could have taken dozens of years or decades. But in TikTok, that can all happen in like an hour. So the three of us can make a TikTok. And if it was good enough, by tonight, there could be 10,000 people copying us. That's what's crazy. And, right. And the best 100 of those 10,000 copies are in everybody's feed. And it's just amazing. I don't think that there's ever been anything that can turn things around that quickly. And it's really a bit of a democratization of creation, right? It's not necessarily some, you know, like I remember Paula Abdul and how well she danced and Janet Jackson and those videos.
Right.
Those are like highly choreographed professional people, thousands of hours of going into that. And here it's regular people are creating things that catch the attention and they bubble to the top and they become a thing. And it's amazing. It's kind of cool.
So Jeff, let me ask you this, in what you were saying, so somebody shares a hook and then somebody makes a dance. So is the dance also a new created TikTok video? Oh, got it. Okay, cool.
And then what you're saying is that other people will copy that dance.
That's right. That's right.
And then it's like a challenge. Who does it best, right?
That's
right.
Exactly
so,
right. Okay.
So a phenomenon cool. bubbles up in the morning and by the evening it's played out.
Yeah.
That's how quickly cool. it That's goes, amazing. Right?
Yep.
Yes.
And it may be a new song. It may be an old song, right?
Right.
There's right. one right now that's popping, and this will be all over by the time this airs, but it's a Greta Van Fleet performance on SNL maybe a couple of years ago.
Yes, I saw
and
that.
And his mannerisms are very yes. weird, and he looks down, and there's hundreds of, like, people imitating him or, like, get a puppet and do it, or it's just it's just amazing. And it's like that video's been around for 2 years, but somebody said, man, this is hilarious. I'm going to put this on there and I'm going to kind of mimic it. And everybody without a meeting thought that was funny and hilarious and awesome. And they all did it. It's just amazing.
Right. That's cool.
So, yeah. I didn't have much coming into this episode, but I did a little bit of research because I was not on TikTok until Jeff suggested we do this. And now I am on TikTok and I viewed, you know, some of the videos on there, right? But
can you get the Rock and the Suburbs handle at least on TikTok?
We're gonna do. We're gonna have to figure out something.
You got to do it. You have to do it.
At least we have to register it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My Forever DJ will have TikToks at some point. That's part of our
Jeff just volunteered to be our TikTok.
So I did what the best research I could do was I asked the boy. I asked my 17-year-old son.
Yeah.
I said, "Tell me, how does music get? What is the music connection to TikTok? How does it get promoted there? What does it do to make sort of hits?" And I did have one bit of knowledge, which was that remember that thing with the guy with the cranberry juice? Was he like riding a skateboard behind a truck or whatever? And it became this sort of viral video because he was singing along to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams and drinking like cranberry juice, right? Okay. Just sort of riding along, and it was really chill, right? Like California or something like that. Well, that there was a resurgence of interest in the song Dreams. It like charted again.
That's a very common TikTok song right now.
Right. So there you go.
Really?
So I knew that. Okay. But here's what he said to me. He said, "Well, somebody will put a song like Jeff was saying. He's like, somebody will put a song and they'll dance to it, and then there'll be like a challenge, and everybody like dances to this song." And I was like, "What? Like what song?" And he goes, "You know the song Zanzibar by Billy Joel?" And I said,
"No, I don't. I'm killing myself, son."
I was like, "What?"
Ali dances and the audience applauds. Though he's faded sweat, he hasn't lost the style. Ali, don't you go downtown. You gave away another round for free. Oh, me, I'm just another face at Zanzibar. But the waitress always serves a secret smile.
He goes, "Yes, that was a challenge." And I looked, I Googled it, and there is Zanzibar challenge. I read a whole article about how that was, for whatever period of time, a month ago or so, was like a big phenomenon. And I was like, "That, who would have ever thought that in 2021, the kids would be reviving this song from the late 70s that's kind of about as square as you could get and make it, and make it this like sort of hit again, right?"
Wow. There are those people in the world who follow Billy Joel. So.
Sure. Why not?
But I don't think these are Billy Joel followers, is what I'm saying. No. It's like,
well, that's what I'm saying, too. Like, I don't even know who Billy Joel is, and I don't know what TikTok is, but I'm starting to understand.
and I'm not even sure I like this song, but the whole, it's part of the community, and I'm going to be part of that community, and I'm going to contribute.
Right,
and
that matters,
yeah. It's amazing.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Do you think, TikTok is a medium similar to, let's say, I don't know, YouTube or Twitter or something like that? Do you see it as the next channel where right now it's the, you know, the best thing in it? But do you think eventually, bands or labels or corporations or whatever will start to figure it out and then say, "Oh, here's how we make our perfect 20-second
Oh yeah, that's where I think that really is going to impact. You can all, we all know of, right, in the 50s or the 60s and the cigar smoking producer yelling at the band, "But where's my hit? I need my hit."
Don't
give me album tracks.
Yeah.
That same producer today is, "Where is the TikTok hook? I need the 10,000 kids are going to make videos." And there's a lot of great songs. And one song I wanted to bring up, it's Dua Lipa. Do you guys know her? There's a song called Levitating. Yeah. And there are two sections of her songs that have independent TikTok paths. Mm. And it's like Wow. Hmm. You get two on there. Same song. So one, there's like a little rap break where this guy says, I don't even know who the rapper is. Let's go left foot, right foot, levitate.
Let's go left foot, right foot, levitate. Pop stars, do a leap with the baby. I had to lace my shoes for all the blessings I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese on it. Get out and get your bread up. They always leave when you fall, but you run together. Weight of the world on my shoulders, I kept my head up. Now baby, stand up. Cause girl, you
want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo.
That's really all you need. That's, you know, 8 seconds, 5 seconds.
Right.
And people do that with their dog jumping in a pool or their grandmother getting in a helicopter or whatever, right? It's awesome. And then the other one is part of the chorus where she sings, you want me. And then she sings back, I want you, baby.
Hmm.
And so people play that you want me through several times and they show lists. Like, for instance, if I said, I'm at a bar and these are the guys that are flirting with me, you know, like I'm a hot girl. These are the guys that are flirting with me. And so I say, you want me? And the words might be fireman with his shirt off. And I go, no. And then you want me? And it's, you know, Brainiac. No. And then like two more. And then finally it's dad bod. And I want you, baby. Right. So yeah. It's like it closes the chorus. And so that's like a whole nother stream of wow. TikToks in that one wow. song. And I'm just like, man, that is, she's cashing that to the bank by getting that on two different ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. But I'll tell you, you know, what's interesting to me about that, Jeff, too, is that, and I'm just, you know, brainstorming, spitballing here, but, you know, when you would get albums by a highly produced artist, right?
Yeah.
Let's say somebody that's, you know, become a teen idol, like, or I'd say they won, like, you know, a show, and now mm-hmm. they're a recording artist.
Right.
And so they get a different producer to produce each track on the record, right?
That's right.
They go
yep.
for a different sound.
That's common,
but
yep.
What about now? You got to get a producer for each section of your
yeah.
song,
yeah.
right? Like, you've got to do it.
Or
that
really,
way.
If you're an aspiring producer, I would put on my resume, I'm a TikTok viral
there
sensation.
Go.
I'm going to come
right.
in and find yeah. your hook.
Right.
And I'm
right.
and I'm going
right.
to make it TikTok.
I'm the detective. I'm like
that's,
Fat
that's
Boy
great.
Slim that can
that's
come
right.
in and find that one hook. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting, man. Yeah.
That song I just looked up, that song has 300 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
That Dua Lipa.
That's almost our daily listenership.
Almost.
Yeah. You were saying, Jeff, that you really took to just the TikTok
sure,
watching yeah. experience, right? So, and how long have you been, when did you first start?
Probably beginning of the year.
Okay, beginning of the year. All right.
Well,
when did you first start?
I took 40 days off for Lent. So embarrassing, but it's true.
Well, you don't need to
so
go
what,
to confession now, son.
So if somebody has never been on TikTok, which I assume there's probably members of our listening audience who have not.
And myself.
Like, how do you get started with it? You were mentioning it's like pretty much very quickly figures out what kind of stuff you like, right?
Right. So I'll give it maybe an analogy. I was traveling a couple of weeks ago, and you go to a hotel, you turn on the TV, and you don't have all the stations memorized, right?
Right.
So I start flipping, flip. I don't like the flip. If I pause even a half a second, TikTok would, if this is an analogy of the remote control, TikTok would go, oh, he doesn't hate sports.
I see.
So the next seven channels, I'm going to give him four sports things. right?
Right.
And everything else is random. So maybe I pause again on a music video. Ooh, Jeff also likes music videos. So out of the next 15, I'm going to give him 7 sports, 6 music, and 2 randoms.
Got it.
And I'm going through so quickly, like half a second for things I don't like, 4 seconds for things that are kind of interesting. At the end of, 20 minutes, you've hit 4,000 items.
Wow.
And now it's like, there's another example. I have Dish Network on my cable, and it's got this magic go forward 30-second thing, right? And backwards 15 seconds. And so if I'm watching, say, a football game that I have taped, I can watch it quicker than the actual duration of the game.
Right.
Because I'm skipping everything. I'm really good. Skip, 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 skip.
Right.
And it's a little like that. So I can watch, like, I can get a little bit of news, a little bit of sport, a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of, work kind of thing. And and I can get all that in a 7-minute session. I can view 40 things that are interesting to me.
And it's going to learn, theoretically with you learn, as you get.
I find this, so you don't even have
fascinating.
To, you don't even have to do the,
tell what,
you don't even have to do the like thing, which was the easiest thing in the world before. Now this is even easier.
Even easier.
Right.
You don't have to
right.
do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They have cracked that nut of how to get the algorithm going. So I'm going to make another shameless plug. I too am thinking, can I make songs that could go viral on Bootify or on TikTok? So I created an album or a band name, Bootify. I took a bunch of riffs, 30 seconds, 50 seconds, put them on Bandcamp.
Sweet.
So if you're a TikTok person, go pick up a little Bootify and put it in your stuff. It'll be great.
Sweet. So if you were a band, Jeff, like, how would you get started? So I've never heard of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
We have a song. We think it's pretty rocking.
Yep.
Like, what would we do?
I think what you should do is have a quick overdub. I'm Patrick from Wingtip Slope.
Right.
This is our, and your song's already playing. This is our newest song. It's coming out on Spotify in 2 weeks.
I see.
I wish you would come check it out.
Right.
And then really you got about 30 more seconds of hearing the song.
Perfect.
Should
Perfect.
Be a little video. It should be humorous.
So you ID yourself. You say, find us Bandcamp, Spotify, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, all right, cool.
And then another one type that I've seen. Go ahead.
Piece of advice, Gorilla Suit. First off,
for sure. Gorilla suit.
And then there should be there's got to be like some graphics and stuff on the screen too.
Right.
You see that
well,
that's on
true.
The
yeah.
TikToks.
That'd be great. Yeah. Yep.
So if you did that, maybe the gorilla has some thought, bubble kind of action going on.
For sure.
That kind of stuff.
Spotify, Wingtip Slip.
Maybe he's wrestling a bear or something.
Jim sounds like he is going to be that TikTok producer.
Yeah.
All you need is a piece of the action. I want 1% of gross sales.
It means a guy that looks
sales.
Like BoJack Horseman, but sketchier.
So some of the things I think are also successful are like series. And maybe this is just my algorithm, but it's like my boyfriend and I bought this 1974 boat, and we're restoring it this summer to go to Bermuda. Follow us. This is part
journey.
One.
Yeah, love
and they kind of, and then it's like an episode of This Old House. Like I watch the next one. Here we are tearing all the rotted wood out, and it's like nothing flashy. It's just now like a, I compare it to MTV compressed like whole stories and
That's
movie
cool.
lines into just a minute or two song. This is like a whole TV show in a minute, and I maybe watch a series of them and follow that person and. See if they launch their boat and take it to Bermuda.
It's so interesting because it feels to me like it's like this TV network, but we're like all involved in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Which is amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And as someone who sat through too many episodes of Hometown with Aaron and Ben.
Oh, there can't be too many episodes of Hometown.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
My wife loves it.
Imagine if you could watch a whole episode in a minute.
Sometimes they just drag it out. Right.
Yeah. You could watch a whole episode in a minute. It'd be great.
Thanks very much, Jeff. This has been a great topic.
Great.
We so appreciate it. And if anyone else would like to be a patron of the show, go to patreon.com/suburbspod. You can also, I would love to hear about people's adventures with TikTok. So call, leave a message, 612-440-1984. There you go. Or email us rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, not yet TikTok, but those three.
Soon.
At Suburbs Pod. Yeah. And also, Jeff, tell us again about My Forever DJ.
Sure. My Forever DJ's website's up and running. We're on Facebook. You can. We actually have a single on Spotify now, which is awesome. So check it out on Spotify. Come follow along and hopefully order a CD.
There you go.
It'd be great.
It's a great CD. I have one my own self. Okay.
Nice. Me too. And folks, come on. You know, when you buy records, buy something that's, you know, somebody you have an investment in and something that's local and original, please. There it'll be worth millions of dollars later.
Someday. Yeah. Someday.
Yes, like that unopened copy of Zelda, or whatever it was.
Or that Velvet Underground demo I found on the... you know, the street in New York City in 1970.
Nice. There you go. Yep. All right, let's get out of here. Thanks again, Jeff. It's Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jeff.
I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us has been...
Jeff Niebuhr.
All right, we'll talk to you all later.
Banned from TikTok on the first day.